2021 marked the hottest housing market in U.S. history, at least according to Zillow's Home Value Index. 2022 isn't expected to shatter new records here, but our next guest says he still expects strong price growth and sales volumes to continue. Let's bring in Zillow's senior economist, Jeff Tucker, joining us from Seattle today. Jeff, that's going to come as a relief to a lot of homeowners who felt like they kind of got priced out because they went so high. It's certainly been a seller's market this year, but how do you think things are going to potentially cool down come 2022?
Yeah, things almost have to cool down because it was such an extraordinarily hot market in 2021. We had price growth on our index over 19%. And frankly, other price indexes are showing similar annual appreciation. That's the hottest on record. But the slowdown, a slower pace of price appreciation doesn't do a whole lot of good for home buyers when we don't actually expect prices to fall. We don't expect to see any kind of backsliding on prices. So things are going to slow down a bit. But one reason we don't think prices are set to fall is that inventory is still so scarce. That's kind of the barometer for the housing market. It tells how many options buyers have to choose from and how much competitive pressure sellers are feeling. We're still about 38% below normal inventory levels for this time of year. That's comparing back to 2019. We haven't really made any progress kind of making up that inventory drought from that began with the pandemic. So until that turns around, until we see more options for buyers, I don't see much hope for, seriously moderating or even more affordable prices for buyers.
So the inventory may still be low, but I'd imagine there's a lot of buyers who are looking at potential rate hikes saying, well, we want to lock in those rates now. Could that potentially lead to a cool down, if you can even call it that, maybe in the second half of the year, especially given that a lot of, one of the biggest drivers has been those mortgage rates?
Yeah, that's right. I think the biggest potential headwinds for further price appreciation are from affordability, both on the level of how much prices have already risen, and then, as you said, the mortgage rate. So buyers have been benefiting and gotten this amazing tailwind from record low rates. And frankly, they lasted lower for longer in 2021 than I think anyone predicted. They're still down around 3 1/8. But absolutely, if they start to climb to 3.5, 3.6% maybe by second half of 2022, that's going to price out a lot of buyers. It's going to give fewer people kind of a reason to shop right now. And I expect that to particularly hit these really pricey West Coast markets, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, and Seattle, as well as some of the boom towns of 2021, some kind of surprising places like Boise, where prices rose over 40% this last year. These are the markets where buyers are most sensitive, where those mortgage rates rise to 3.5, a bunch of people are going to cap out on the debt-to-income ratio that lenders will allow for them. Meanwhile, I think in places like Dallas, Indianapolis, Columbus, kind of the heartland, buyers, they don't love higher mortgage rates, but they'll still be able to qualify. It's not going to push them over 40% DTI out there.
Jeff, let's talk about some of the trends you see accelerating. One that I find really interesting are the younger buyers who are buying, quote, second homes when they don't own a first one, but essentially looking at investing in vacation property. Talk to me about what you're seeing there and how significant a return they're seeing.
Yeah, this was a really interesting trend that I think is one of the consequences of the pandemic was millennials, sort of younger folks thinking about buying that first home. They're not so sure what city they're going to live in, what neighborhood they want to live in, or how to assess schools and that kind of a thing to buy their first home. Instead, they're realizing, I can work remotely at least part of the time, maybe for long stretches. And I'm really interested in some of the investment returns on, say, renting out on Airbnb or something, a home in a place like the Poconos or Cape Cod or the Berkshires. So these kind of second homes, we're seeing millennials and Gen Z buyers go buy that first before they actually own a home in, kind of their primary metropolitan area. That way they can actually share it with friends and rent it out while they're not there. And that's kind of part of the story of a broad second home buying boom. But for millennials, it's actually, in many cases, their first home. And they'll sort of figure out, their primary home in a major metro later.
And finally, Jeff, a year ago, we were talking about how depressed the rental market was in some of these major cities like a New York or a San Francisco. Now we're starting to see some of that competition creep back up again. To what extent have these inflated home values trickled over into the rental market?
I think that interplay is exactly right between the owner-occupied and renter-occupied side. There are a lot of folks who are very well qualified, who have high incomes, who know about these record low mortgage rates. They're interested in buying their first home this year. They went out, they went shopping, maybe they got outbid several times, or maybe they heard prices are up, you know, double digit percentage. This is crazy. I can't buy a home right now. And so instead of, when their leases expired, instead of going off to become a first time buyer, they said, you know what, I'll eat the cost, I'll rent for another year to preserve that flexibility. So all these people keeping their leases, renewing them as they roll over, plus the people moving back out from their parents' basements, moving back in from Westchester to get that apartment in the city, made this perfect storm for a rental demand bounce back this fall and summer. And that's why we've seen rents finally start snapping back up. We've now got double digit rent price appreciation. And it's really that combination of folks kind of priced out of owner occupied and, you know, people who are at that stage in life where they want to get a place of their own. And maybe they're a little bit leery of, you know, shacking up with several roommates again in the midst of the pandemic. So all of that is kind of creating more households, whether they're buying or renting.
You know, so many trends shifting permanently, it feels like, because of the pandemic. Jeff Tucker, Zillow senior economist, appreciate you joining us today. Happy holidays.